Today we're going to pray for the officials of Montclair. Now Montclair is on the edge of our county and it has a population of 40,415 people. The crime grade occurs every 3 hours, almost 4 hours on average. Their overall grade is D minus, violent crime D plus, property crime C minus, and other is F. And the reason for that is they have a very high percentage of drug crimes, 22% of all the crimes. That's bad. And so that's a very high number. 13% vandalism, also not good. 7% auto theft, 6% theft and burglary. All above the 5 and 2 in the double digits. In addition, they also have a poverty rate of 18.2%, and the average in California is 15%. Some news of this year that, and this is not an exhaustive list, but just some highlights. They had a football player arrested because he faked his birth certificate. A man was arrested for abusing his dog. A person was killed in a solo car accident. One was killed in another accident and 3 ejected in a violent crash. And in a praise report, 28 people were arrested, 112 catalytic converters were found, and some of them were from Montclair, some of the people arrested and the catalytic converters. And then lastly, there was an Ontario man who is 18 years old. He was arrested for a gang-related shooting death in Montclair. There are gang members in Montclair, so we must pray for the officials to be able to work with the law enforcement and the task forces in our county to help see that change and for their crime rate to improve and their poverty rate to improve. So they are governed by District 4 Kurt Hagman. We haven't talked about him much yet, but we'll be praying for him specifically later. Today we're going to focus on the city council and the school districts that are in Montclair. So Montclair has 2 school districts that it's under, and in each of them there are 3 board member positions up for election. It's the Ontario Montclair School District and the Chaffee Joint Unified School District. So we're going to be praying that they get replaced. In fact, we even prayed that right now, that they get replaced, Father God, and or renewed, re-elected, with people who will uphold the standards that you have for the children in this city. We pray, God, that they will be people who are bold, who will listen to parents, who will make good decisions that are in the best interest of the children and not in their own opinions, that they won't support woke LGBTQ gender confusion. They won't support things that don't allow the parents to know beforehand, considering that they are responsible for them. We pray, God, that they will not promote CRT either, and that they will stand strong against that and allow the teachers and the administration to do what they were initially meant to do, and that is to teach the children the main things that will help them be a better citizen and get a decent job. We also pray for the city council, Javier John Dutry, who is the mayor. He is up for election, his position. Bill Rue, he is mayor pro tem. He's also up for election. Tanise Johnson, who's a council member. Corissa Martinez, who's a council member, and her position is up for election. Ben Lopez, who is another council member. We also lift up Andrea Myrick, the city clerk, and Edward C. Starr, the city manager, who's appointed by the city council. And so, Father God, we ask that you will bring in people to replace or reelect those that are there in this city that will help support your standards, that they would work collaboratively to strengthen the services and enhance the quality of life for residents by promoting health, wellness, and economic stability for all, including the most vulnerable. We pray, God, that they would be able to have a community for all by working together as diverse, committed individuals and organizations to make an impact that would improve the overall well-being of the community. We pray, as it says in Luke 22:26, that they would serve and not lord it over their people. It says, but not so with you. Rather, let the greatest among you become the youngest and the leader as one who serves. So we pray, God, that they would have a servant heart, a servant spirit, a servant attitude. They wouldn't think that they are better than others. So they would use their authority properly in the name of Jesus. We pray that they would lead by your verse that says, and as you wish that others would do to you, do so to them, also known as the golden rule. We pray that they would lead, serve, guide, direct in this way, that they would give and help as this as well. So whatever they do, that they would ask that of others. Whatever they would like to see done to them, they would be done to others in a healthy, godly way. In Proverbs, it says, if there is no guidance, people fall, but in an abundance of counselors, there is safety. So we pray that there will be sufficient number of people around them to provide them information to help them make better decisions, have come up with new ideas that will help improve the economy, the poverty, and the crime that is currently in Montclair, and even the transportation issues and traffic safety. You said a man without self-control is like a city broken into and left without walls. So we pray that the leaders, both on the school district and in the city, that they would live both publicly and privately with self-control. That they would be careful what they listen to, able to discern the truth from the lies. Like your word says, if a ruler listens to falsehood, all his officials will be wicked. Knowing that, God, that this could be contagious and affect others in the pool of leadership there. We pray, God, that they would hear the truth and the truth would set them free. They'd be able to discern when somebody's coming and presenting information to them that is not true. That they would find ways to help the poor in the community. The king faithfully judges the poor. His throne will be established forever. They would come to know you, Lord, and follow your ways, your wisdom, and guidance. And if not, if they are wicked, that they would be removed and replaced. You say, when the righteous increase, the people rejoice, but when the wicked rule, the people groan. You tell us to seek the welfare of your city where you have sent people and pray to you on its behalf for its welfare and will find our welfare. Well, Montclair is in our county. It affects all of us in some ways, depending on the commerce, the business, the things they sell and or purchase from one of the sources and resources that they have. So we pray, God, that we will see good people put into positions. You promise that when it goes well with the righteous, a city rejoices. When the wicked perish, there are shouts of gladness. By the blessing of the upright, a city is exalted. By the mouth of the wicked, it is overthrown. So we pray that, God, people in the city will learn to speak well of things and address their needs without complaining. We pray that they would go to these officials and the officials be willing to listen. So we take this city, Lord, and ask that it would be used for your glory, that your kingdom plans and purposes will be fulfilled, and the enemy will not have his way in this city of Montclair. In Jesus' name.